Hello and welcome back. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington with the program that helps you learn and improve your American English. While you listen and learn, today you will also hear about efforts in Greece to deal with a large number of foreigners who are coming to the country. Then, some science news. The American Space Agency says its MAVEN vehicle has given them much useful information from the planet Mars. Those two stories are straight ahead, and here is part one. Greece is a main entry point and passageway for African, Asian, and Middle Eastern immigrants seeking a better life in Europe. The European Union has been pressuring the Greek government to slow the influx of people. 2 years ago, officials began an operation to detain migrants and asylum seekers. Some of those people say they are targeted, yet have proof of permission to work and live in Greece. Katie Weaver has more on the story.
In a small shop in Athens, a group of African immigrants has met to talk. They speak softly and quietly. They worry others might hear them. Chuxibe is the owner of the shop. He tells VOA he has been in Greece for 20 years without official papers. He says most of his store's customers are Africans.
They don't accept you as a black man. Even my shop here, it's once in a while you can see a Greek person. I was being patronized by foreigners. African brothers. But the Greeks, before they come, maybe it's late night, they're desperate in need of it, they will come to you. Some will put hands, this is a black man, they leave.
Chuxibe is the father of five children. He says the Greek government does not recognize his children as Greek citizens.
The children they're born here, they don't care about them. They don't give them money. They don't give them citizenship.
No paper.
It's a problem. I have five children here.
They're
here, but they see them as a foreigner.
Daniel Ekuchuku has lived in Greece for 13 years. Every 6 months, he has to pay 600 euros to extend his permit to live and work in the country. But Mr. Ekuchuku says he cannot work now. He says the last time he went to extend his permit, he was told to return after 6 months.
The woman I meet there, I tell her, see how many years I'm staying in Greek with this paper, and I paid everything. I paid my tax. I was working in the airport. I'm a good worker. You people stop me work. My company paying 350, 250, depend what I make in a month.
Another immigrant says he has documents that enable him to live in Greece, but police stop him often.
Imagine a policeman can ask you in this country to lie down on the floor. Even if you show him the paper, he will still ask you to go down on the floor, just for nothing.
Human Rights Watch says Greek police have detained tens of thousands of people suspected of being in the country without permission. The group released a report on the issue last year. It says people who appear to be foreigners are stopped often. It says sometimes police search their belongings and insult them. The report says there are even examples of physical abuse. Human Rights Watch also says even those with legal documents are stopped and taken to police stations. It says they can be held for hours while officials verify their documents. The group also noted that Greek officials have a right to control immigration and a duty to improve security on the streets. But Human Rights Watch says they should also regulate police powers. I'm Katie Weaver.
are listening to the Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. Scientists working on the year-long American mission to explore Mars hope it will help solve the mystery of how the red planet lost most of its atmosphere. Speaking to reporters on Tuesday, the scientists said they are surprised and excited about the amount and quality of the information the spacecraft MAVEN has provided so far. Christopher Cruz tells us more.
MAVEN reached Mars in late September after a 10-month-long journey. It had traveled 711 million kilometers from Earth to the red planet. NASA says MAVEN is the first spacecraft ever made to study the upper atmosphere of Mars. MAVEN will measure the rates at which gases leave the Martian atmosphere. Scientists hope the information the spacecraft gathers will help them learn how the climate of Mars has changed over time. Scientists say carbon dioxide and water control the climate. They believe if they can discover the history of Mars over the past 4 billion years, they will come to understand how the planet changed from a warm and wet climate to the cold, dry climate present today. Scientists began working on the project 11 years ago. One of the mission's top scientists said the mission will look at how the processes involving the sun and the solar wind affect the gas at the top of the atmosphere and strip it away to space. Bruce Jacoski leads the mission. He is a professor in the Geological Sciences Department at the University of Colorado in Boulder. He said Tuesday that 7 of the spacecraft's 8 instruments are already providing information to scientists. He says much more will be received from the instruments in the next few weeks.
What we're seeing so far is really just a tantalizing teaser of what's to come.
Even this early in the mission, when the instruments are only being tested, scientists now have the most complete picture of the red planet's upper atmosphere that they have ever had. The instrument testing will continue for about 2 weeks. Scientists hope to begin the actual science mission early next month. But Professor Jacoski says the quality of information already sent back from MAVEN is better than he and his colleagues expected they would get.
I'm looking at the science team, some here in the room with me, some distributed, and just seeing an incredible number of really excited people that are just beside themselves with the quality of the data we're seeing already. Just this morning, my administrative assistant told me that for the first time in months, she's hearing me whistling again as I walk down the corridor. This is going to really be an exciting mission, and we're just ready to get on with it.
5 times during the mission, the spacecraft will move to 125 kilometers above the surface of the red planet. During these deep dip campaigns, MAVEN will travel in an area where the upper and lower atmospheres meet. This will give scientists information about the differences between the two atmospheres. The spacecraft will also try to find out if human beings can survive on Mars. The space agency is working on plans to send humans to the planet in the 2030s. I'm Christopher Cruz.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Thank you for spending some time with us today. This is VOA, the Voice of America.